Good morning, everybody. This is Aslan Saranga. I am the Group CEO of DP Eurasia. I have my colleague with me, Selim Kender. He is our Chief Strategy Officer. Today, I would like to talk about our trading update for the year 2019. We are pleased with our top-line performance given the macroeconomic and competitive headwinds in our markets in 2019. Our group system sales has grown 22% in 2019. We are particularly pleased to have the recorded double-digit like-for-like growth in Turkey despite the slow start to the year. As you may remember, first quarter, our like-for-like in Turkey was 2 to 3%. Now we have finished the year with 13.1% like-for-like. In Q4, our like-for-like in Turkey has surpassed 20%, rapidly improving macro parameters in the fourth quarter were also a key catalyst to our success. However, the volatile situation beforehand was not conducive for store opening. In Russia, it was a challenging year for us. Our like-for-like performance was below plan due to new competitor store openings and increased aggregator activity. Issues with regional franchisees that I have declared 3 months ago have been successfully resolved, but the store opening guidance has not been achieved. We have expanded our Russian marketing team, and conducted an extensive marketing survey in order to understand challenges. The survey was done in 9 cities with 2,800 customers, and according to that, we have updated our marketing and pricing strategy accordingly. Our new strategy will be in place starting in February to restore like-for-like growth. A targeted marketing relaunch is planned for Q1 2020 using a Russian celebrity for the first time. We have also started testing with one of the Russian aggregators in Q4 2019. We will share more on these measures at our preliminary results release. On the management front, we are pleased to announce 3 appointments which complete the Russian team. Mr. Mustafa Özgül, who served as the CFO of Russian operations since 2014, will take over as the CEO of Russian operations, effective immediately. Additionally, Mr. Tarun Bashi, a 20-year veteran of Domino's India, who last served as president and COO, will join the business as the COO of Russian operations as soon as his working permit is secured. He was an integral part of the team that took Domino's from 100 stores to 1,000 stores in India. Finally, Ms. Anna Masalova, who has most recently served as Finance Director of McDonald's Russia, has been appointed as the CFO of Russian operations. Digital continues to drive our business forward. Online ordering as a percentage of delivery has reached 70%, up from 61% in 2018. We will also launch our loyalty program in Russia in 2020, which is currently in testing phase. The board remains confident in its growth strategy and expects the full year adjusted EBITDA for 2019 to be in line with expectations. This is my summary for the trading update, and I will be happy to get your questions.
Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 0 and then 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. So that was 01 if you wish to ask a question. And we have the first question, which is from Wayne Brown from Liberum. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Morning, guys. Hope you're well. Just 2 questions from me, one on Turkey and one on Russia. Can you just run us through the performance that you've seen, particularly in Q4, the improving performance in Turkey, but in light of the difference between the performance of the corporate stores particularly those in large urban areas, and the franchise stores? Are we seeing a better improvement from the franchise stores, which might have required more localized pricing, or is it across the estate? And then on Russia, clearly the franchise stores in Russia weren't generating the payback that some of those franchisees were looking for. What do you think the delta is between where the stores are performing at the moment and where franchisees need those stores to improve to for the rate of franchisee appetite to open more stores? What do you think that delta is, or what do you think we need to see so that we can get a little bit more comfort that you'll see a return of new store openings from a franchisee perspective in Russia? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. Now, regarding Turkey, I cannot say we have changed one thing and things get better.
Yeah.
This was the strategy, the marketing and pricing strategy that we have implemented in Turkey started last year, on 2018, on the last quarter of 2018. And with the crisis, as you may remember, we had challenges in like-for-like. And again, we did the market research, we changed the marketing strategy, we changed the pricing strategy, we started cluster-based pricing, and then finally in Q4, we did a big product launch with a famous social media person. And that brought us from 2% to 25% like for like. Regarding the difference with the corporate franchise or urban or you know, villages, there is not you know, fundamental change in terms of sales between cities, franchise or corporate. Does that answer your question for Turkey?
Very clear. Thank you.
Regarding franchisees, actually, in terms of return or payback, at the moment, we do not have any problem with our franchise stores. The problem in Russia, in the franchise stores, was with the franchisees in the regions. And we bought back these stores, and we are focusing, and we are on these stores to solve the problems, and the process is still going on. And the rest of the franchisees says, they have their normal payback. And I have to tell you that the franchise like-for-like in Russia is higher than corporate like-for-like because we did more splits in our corporate stores than our franchise stores. So at the moment, in terms of payback, we do not see any problem with our franchisees. What we need to see in Russia right now, of course, much better trend in the regions of Russia, and of healthier like-for-like results. That's what
okay.
We are working.
And then just one follow-up question: of the 40 to 60 stores that you're going to open in Russia over the next 12 months, can you give us an indication of how you see the corporate franchisee split, and then within Greater Moscow and in second and third tier cities, please?
Our guidance has always been mix, you know, corporate and franchise mix. And we will still open stores in Moscow and Greater Moscow. As we see the trend, hopefully by the, you know, second half, we will start to open stores in the region. Again, it could be half corporate and half franchise.
Thank you. And very good trading update. So good to see that a lot of those headwinds and momentum has returned. So congrats.
Thank you.
And next question is from Regine Yamanari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking a question and thanks for the call. I have two questions. One regarding your there's any guidance or any expectations for like-for-like sales for this year, for 2020, in Russia and Turkey, how you see the market growing. And in Russia, you mentioned like the new pricing strategy. Is there any other, similar to what you did in Turkey with new product any sort of new products you're planning to launch or any other sort of product strategy, not only price for Russia.
Can you repeat your question about Russia? I couldn't hear it clearly, sorry.
Sure. It's just on Russia, it's regarding the, you mentioned the price new strategy on clusters. My question is if there's any product strategy similar to what was implemented in Turkey with the donor and with the wrap, right, that you're planning to implement. Any new sort of strategy for a product in Russia as well that you think it's necessary?
Now I understood. Now, regarding the guidance, now the trend in Turkey is still quite positive, and we are very positive about Turkey for 2020. But regarding the guidance change or any change, if we will make, we'll share it in our preliminary results presentation on April, late March or April. Regarding Russia, of course, we cannot say that we will change the pricing strategy and things will change. We are, as I said earlier, we did a big marketing research. In the last 6-8 months, we have sold the problems with our franchisees. We have a new team in place, which I am really very excited about. About this new team, with and we are changing our marketing strategy. We are investing on our technology. Our loyalty program will start, and of course we started to execute the pricing strategy, and we will launch a new marketing campaign by March. So there are a lot of new exciting opportunities now in Russia, and we know that we have our long-term strategy and long-term goals for Russia. Although from time to time there are some volatilities. Our guidance are medium term, and our goals are long term. So I'm very confident that we are going to deliver that.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Harry Wolpton from Virgin Asset Management. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. Thanks very much for organizing the call. I just had a question on if you can, I'm not sure if you can provide any more guidance on or any more sort of detail on the margins on the Russia side and how that's developed. And then also you mentioned in the you started working with the Russian aggregators in the end of last year. So if you could just give a bit more detail about that and how that should impact the kind of the profitability of the business and that kind of the economics of it.
About the margins, we'll give more details in the prelims. But as I mentioned in my presentation, we are quite confident that we will the EBIT, our adjusted EBITDA will be according to the expectation. And I can also tell you that except the regions, we have focused on the return on investment of and paybacks of our franchisees, and there are not fundamental changes on that. And I would like to also remind you that in the last 3 years, CAGR like-for-like in Russia was almost more than 100%, and the order levels of Russia are parallel to Turkey, order and margin levels, and there are not fundamental changes on this. Regarding Russian aggregator, we have started to test with some of our stores, and we see a positive trend there, and we are checking some KPIs, and we hope to go on with it by the end of the Q1.
And I think you also mentioned in the last call some initiatives to improve on the cost side of the Russian business. I think that one of them was opening up a new facility to produce dough. Has that now been executed?
Yes, that has been executed, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we are going with the expectations in EBITDA with the cost measures we took both in commissary, in head office, and in all stores. We took we are from Turkey. We have a lot of experience managing the efficiencies in all over the company.
Okay, thank you very much.
And just as a reminder, if you do have a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have a question from Anubhav Malhotra from Liberum. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. It's Anubhav from Liberum. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions about Turkey. So if you could break up the fourth quarter growth for me into order growth and ATV growth, and also because of the new celebrity-based marketing campaign you are doing, should we expect an increase in the marketing budget for next year? And then on Russia, I wanted to ask, are there any competitors that offer loyalty schemes at the moment in Russia? And then I have a follow-up which I can ask later.
Regarding Turkey, you know, after the second half of the year, for the first time, we started to grow orders. When you look at our like-for-like, increase is 13%. 10-11% is through increase in every check price. But if you look at the last quarter, there is like the last quarter is around, should be around 10% order increase. So we started to grow orders in Turkey. Regarding the marketing budget, no, we should not wait any extra increase in the marketing budget. It's going according to our expectations. Yes, there is a, regarding Russia, the pizza competition has loyalty programs in Russia.
Okay, thank you for that. And I wanted to ask about your cash usage for next year and in terms of what would you be spending on CapEx, on IT and corporate stores, and if you plan to repay any of the debt that you have.
Well, guidance with respect to CapEx, you know, over the past 3 years, 2 years, CapEx has been pretty much constant at around 80 million Turkish lira. We don't expect any material deviations from that, but that's a conversation for the prelims results.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there are currently no further questions registered, so I'll hand the call back to the speakers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for listening to us. We'll be happy to meet you on our preliminary presentation on end of March and beginning of April. Thanks again.
This now concludes the conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.